teach your children religion. Teach your children how to read Quran properly. Teach them Islamic manners. Try to improve their morals and teach them the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and love of His beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Concern for the hereafter should be instilled in them along with the preparation of death. Various sins should be explained to them and they should be saved from the sins as well. My dear viewers of Madani Channel, let's listen to what our beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has said regarding the time which he sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam indicated, in which it will be very difficult to follow the sunnah, adhere to the religion, and be patient upon the hardship that arises on this path. It is stated in a blessed hadith, Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has stated, "The one who clings to my sunnah during the disagreement of my ummah will be like the one grasping onto a hot coal." Allahu Akbar. In another hadith, Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has said, "An era will come upon the people when the person from among them who stays patient upon his religion will be like the one grasping onto hot coal." Commenting on the hadith, the renowned commentator, Mufti Ahmad Yar Khan Naimi rahmatullahi ta'ala, has stated that this era will be near the Day of Judgment, and we are witnessing its initial stages today. Nowadays, it is extremely difficult to live a religious life. Today, it is hard to offer salah regularly, and refraining from usury, meaning interest, is almost impossible. He rahmatullahi ta'ala has further stated, as it is only possible for a greatly patient person to hold coal, it will be very difficult to become a sincere and perfect Muslim at that time. My dear viewers of Madani Channel, the commentary given by the respected Mufti rahmatullahi ta'ala contains a great lesson for all of us. He rahmatullahi ta'ala wrote this commentary in his time. Today, audacity in religion matters and non-observance of religious teachings have multiplied many-fold.